And today is a very special day. If you've just woken up, this time last year was the day that the results of the marriage equality plebiscite came through. One of those days that you definitely do remember where you were when you heard the results. And to have a bit more of a chat, Jeff Field is in the studio now. He is our news director as well as a marriage equality advocate. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tess. I can't believe it's been 12 months.
Yeah.
I can remember that mixture of hope and fear that I had when I was sitting in here with Nick Healy at the time. And I was quietly confident because every poll had a massive ahead for the yes vote. But polls are polls, and
yes,
you never know. You know, what were people saying to the pollsters? Were they really meaning they were going to vote yes? Then just before 11, the result came through. I was here at 2SER. I raced into the studio. I think I knocked down 10 people in the corridor. Announced that Australians had voted 61% yes, 38% no. So overwhelming vote. We had massive celebrations. There were literally, within half an hour, there were people down at Prince Alfred Park celebrating, dancing, jumping in the air, painting themselves, throwing glitter.
There were some proposals I
saw
as well.
All sorts of things going on. I felt a bit left out. I was here at work. No, I'm not bitter. But it was such an amazing day. And I think after Alex Greenwich, my good friend, rang me and said, Jeff, do you want to host the rally tonight down at Taylor Square? I said, yes. So we had like everyone, you know, Magda and Clover and Alex and all sorts of people there. We thought we'd get a good roll up. We got 10,000 people. And we then marched down to Town Hall. We then had a couple of lemonades to celebrate.
Just one or two.
Yeah. Turned up to work the next day. A little worse for wear, sounding like I am now, but this is cold. This is a cold I have at the moment.
Okay. We believe you.
Yes. Okay. Then on December 9th, scenes of jubilation in the Australian Parliament when the same-sex bill made it through the Senate. And I can just remember thinking, wow. After all these years of campaigning, you know, doing illegal weddings, doing rallies, and there's so many people involved in this. Rodney Croom, the Tasmanian activist, really started the whole thing. If it wasn't for Rodney, I don't believe we would have marriage equality. A lot of people were involved in this. Everyday Australians were involved in this. But Rodney Croom started this, and kudos to Rodney. And people like Alex Greenwich, a whole movement that happened, particularly after John Howard introduced laws in 2004 specifically stopping gay people, LGBTIQ people, getting married. So it was a wonderful day. And it was a day of elation, Tess, and not only just for LGBTIQ people, all our friends. I can remember people here in the station coming over and giving me a hug, and it was just a fabulous day. So you'll have to indulge me if I talk a lot about the plebiscite. Look, at the time, let's be honest, a lot of us were not happy with the plebiscite, and it, in my opinion, it was something that was totally unnecessary. People should have shown leadership. That should have got through because there was unanimous public support for it. But, you know, it was a means to an end. Looking back on it now, at least it got the legislation through. This is my opinion, by the way. So a lot of people would disagree with me. You know, there are some people still really angry about the plebiscite. I don't blame them. I'm certainly not happy with many aspects of what happened in that campaign. Some disgusting things were said. But the end result was fabulous. And as I said to you a little while back, the planet's still spinning.
It is, yes.
A lot of happy people. You know, I think all along we wanted nothing. LGBTIQ people wanted nothing more, but we wanted nothing less. We wanted equality. And some of my gay friends said, why do you want to be like straight society and, you know, conform to their ideals of marriage, etc.? I said, well, the point is you should have the choice.
Exactly.
If you want to be footloose and fancy free and not get married, fine. That's fine with me. But you should at least have the choice to express your love in that way. And so November, oh, my God, November 15th. It is November 15th.
Yes. I had to look at the calendar.
It's a momentous day for me and many other Australians. So I'm just reflecting back on that day, and I'm sure many people will remember it fondly.
It's been a hell of a year, hell of a year ever since. Thanks for that, Jeff.
Thanks, Tess.
Jeff Field, our news director and marriage equality advocate. Yes, it's been 365 days exactly since the results came through of the marriage equality survey. I remember watching it on the TV at home, and the most excruciating 5 minutes of my life were where that woman just kept talking. The woman from the ABS or yes. Whoever had done the counting just kept going. But we got there eventually, and that's the important part, the silver lining on what may not necessarily have been an awesome few months leading up to it.